Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of the disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Very good.
Good.
Yeah, we have a couple of patients. The first one we have, he was actually in our show about 18 months ago. He had asthma prior to that for more than 18 months.
A year and a half.
Okay.
He was on show number 4, September 30th, 2000.
And he had other problems that had been a cure. Since a year and a half ago, his asthma had never came back. So we can prove that asthma is curable. And recently we treated his shoulder. Let's get Joe on the line and have him share his stories.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Welcome to our show.
Good morning, Good morning, Dr. Tong.
Good morning, yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. Why don't you tell us, before we get started, where you're from and what you do?
Well, I own a furniture manufacturing facilities, and with the dust and everything, you know, that didn't help my asthma. In fact, it irritated a lot. Till I met Dr. Tong, as he says, you know, the asthma never came back. However, in the meantime, I was doing exercising at the gym, and I hurt my shoulder, my arm, on the top of my arm, the shoulder joint, and I used to lift quite a bit of weight. So my trainer says, you can't lift weight no more, because you have to let that thing heal. And I said, how long can I take? Well, sometimes it takes a year, sometimes it takes 3 years. And I told Dr. Tong about it. He says, well, I'll heal it for you. I couldn't believe it when he said that. So, anyway, he gave me those shots. And after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he asked me, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing a little better, but I still could not lift the weight. 2 months left, you know. Then now I'm doing better. After 3 months, now I'm going doing back again my normal exercise.
So you can lift weights again then?
I pressed over 200 pounds.
Wow.
I could not lift more than 10 pounds. My trainer would not let me lift more than 10 pounds. I'm back in the normal exercises. And thanks to you, Dr. Tong.
You're welcome.
I'm back again in shape.
Yeah, if you guys, the audience, go back to another show, Henry. Henry used to have a problem with his arm also and went to prolotherapy, which make it frozen his shoulder, freeze his shoulder. But after my treatment, just one or two treatments, he was able to lift, bench lift more than his usual. All his life he lived about 160 pounds. But after our treatment, lift 180 pounds, only two or three treatments. Now, with your problem, Joe, one of your biggest problems that we talk about is you are not able to get on the food. the diet, the good stuff that you cannot keep away from, okay? And even with that, okay, some people's asthma may have come back because of not looking at food. But for you, we have healed you enough so that your asthma had not returned.
Yes.
And if you're able to get on the diet that we told you, your asthma will never come back.
Mm-hmm.
But with the regimen that they give you, and were you faithfully taking this medication, you will hasten your death. That's why the mortality for asthma have been climbing and climbing for the last few decades. It's because you put toxin in the body, even if it temporarily make you breathe better, would actually reduce your lifespan.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we get back to your asthma, you had asthma for about a year and a half, and I remember you said you spent over $15,000 on specialists and diagnostic tests. Is that true?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I used to carry with me a bag. The reason I had to carry a bag with me is so much medication the doctors give me to take on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I could not carry him no more. So now I'm carrying a bag with me. And, for, you know, when I met Dr. Tong, I threw the bag in the trash. You know, I don't need that bag. In fact, I don't have asthma.
Yes.
And this was about a year and a half ago that you talked to us about your asthma, too, and it hasn't come back, has it?
Come back, no.
Yeah,
no.
Prior to that, we probably treated about a couple of months. Okay? The first time I saw you, your face was kind of grayish. And you know you were huffing for hungry for bread. That's why I asked you what problem you have, and you told me asthma. I told you I can cure you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that's actually most of the time it's pretty easy. So actually another thing that we want to talk to you about is actually we did something. You rented a place at the same building that we had furniture store. We want to tell you us about the feng shui we did for you and what have it done for you. Tell us about what happened before we did the feng shui.
Right.
It improved it.
Okay, what happened prior to that? You were thinking about moving. Why?
Because it was no business.
No business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For almost a year and a half, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It was we were spending money from our own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And paying the rent, you know, from because, you know, we have resources to be able to afford to pay the rent.
Yes.
We were staying, you know, but then we realized, you know, it does not make sense to stay. So we told Dr. Tong, we got to leave. He says, why? He says, because there's no business.
Mm.
And he told us to do things around. He changed things around for us. And all of a sudden, like a magic, you know, now we're profitable. And I don't understand it.
Do you remember the first time I put the fountain right by the place that you plug it in? That 3 days, how much you sold that 3 days, that weekend Friday?
Approximately $7,900.
$7,900.
Wow.
You never make over $700 a weekend.
Yeah.
But that one was, that is not anecdotal. Let me tell you what I did for you. We performed Chinese medicine a little bit on your store. Okay. Each store, your body, the store, a business, a family is a just living system. More clumps of cells. They are all run by the energy around you. The Chinese call qi. And once it's balanced, the qi flows in, and qi is your mental effort. And money is nothing but your mental and physical effort. So when the qi is balanced, more qi flows in, the good kind of qi flows in, you make money.
Mm-hmm.
Learn that, yes.
So, Joe, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. So your shoulder, there's no problem with your shoulder now.
Yeah, no problem, and that thanks to Dr. Tong.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thanks for joining us, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Mm.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Joe on our show. He was with us September 30th, 2000, show number 4, if you want to listen to that show. He had suffered from asthma for a year and a half, spent over $15,000 on specialists and diagnostic tests, but his condition did not improve at all.
Even with all the drugs?
Even with the drugs. He was carrying a bag around with meds. 2 months of treatment with Dr. Tong, and his asthma has not returned for about 18 months.
Even after the very first treatment, he was able to breathe.
Right.
Go back to the show and listen to it.
And then recently he hurt his shoulder, the top of his shoulder, so badly that he couldn't even lift over 10 pounds. Now, 3 months of treatments and he's lifting over 200 pounds. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Should we get to her?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Linda. Good morning, Linda. Welcome to our show.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Dr. Tong.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to you.
Yes.
Apparently, about a year ago, my daughter was diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, she has no pain. It's underlying, but she doesn't really have severe pain. And then other times, she can hardly move. It mm-hmm. gets into her legs and her shoulders and things like that. And she's just devastated. She doesn't want to take all those pain relievers, you know?
Yes.
And I was wondering, do you have any success with that?
I cure fibromyalgia right and left. It's very easy to do, okay? I hate to say this, okay? Actually, fibromyalgia is not a disease. It's a symptom. It's
right.
a muscle ache, okay? Like I've been telling you, you go to the doctor, you tell them all this complaint, they came back and tell you exactly what you told them in a medical term, in a different term. You say, I have muscle ache, I'm tired, and stuff like this, okay? They say, you have fibromyalgia. Okay, if they do not use this kind of term, they will have lost exactly what caused it. What caused it, one of the factors has to do with the spleen system. The spleen, the digestive system, actually govern the muscles. So the energy from the spleen open up circulation to the muscle. But worry, taking too much sugar, okay, and moisture, those are the three factors that weaken your spleen. When the spleen is weakened, okay, you do not have the energy to open up circulation, your muscle does not get the nourishment, then your ache, that's one of the factors. But what other factors affect it, I had to look at your daughter. But the problem is very easy, and I want to repeat it, very easy to cure, and it cannot be cured with drugs. And in fact, just like in the case of Joe, or any other chronic condition, taking drug only deepen the root problem because it drains the body's energy to try to get rid of it. Drugs do not belong to a healthy person. A healthy person takes drugs will get sick.
Right.
So a sick person takes drugs will get sicker.
Isn't
right.
in the tissue this disease, or this symptom, whatever it is, isn't it the tissue that's affected?
Yes, the muscle is affected, but other things are affected too.
The joints?
Yeah, each person who has fibromyalgia are treated differently because not only spleen is affected, some people's kidneys are affected, depends
mm-hmm.
on what kind of stress in the past.
Right, every person has a different makeup.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have one no common symptom doesn't mean that you have a protocol to treat that.
Right.
It doesn't work. Each
mm-hmm.
person has to be individualized. That's why there's no such thing as a study showing this is good for fibromyalgia. It's
mm-hmm.
all phony.
Right. She's 32 and she's met women who are younger than her. Who have it? It's amazing how many people have it.
Mm-hmm. Linda, do you have access to the internet?
Yeah.
If you check out our website, it's drtong.com.
Yes.
drtong.com, and check under the radio show heading, there's an index that has all our shows with patients with fibromyalgia. It's
uh-huh.
alphabetical. If you just look for fibromyalgia, I can give you our show number 4, September 30th. 2000, Marilyn suffered from fibromyalgia, and it was so bad that she couldn't work for 10 years, and she's had treatments for a few months, and she's fine now. She's actually
yeah.
moving back to Malibu, right?
Yeah, she's working two jobs,
mm-hmm.
and she's doing very successfully
yeah,
now.
So you should check out our website, check on the fibromyalgia. We have many, many shows
yeah.
with patients
That's
with fibromyalgia.
That's not the only case. You know,
how many treatments do you usually need?
Usually, you'll feel better the very first time. That's my track record, okay? But to cure somebody, it really depends on how much junk's in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Junk means emotional junks and physical junk.
Right.
Emotional junk from past stress.
Mm-hmm. And also how the constitutional makeup, diet.
Yeah, the diet.
Stress.
And then how strong are you?
How strong my patient
okay?
is.
But you feel the good things that you feel better right away.
Mm-hmm.
Then you learn what to eat and what not to eat.
And how to prevent
it. Okay, cure takes two parts.
I'm sure she's willing to do anything because she doesn't want to.
Yeah, she'll feel better right away.
Yeah.
Linda,
how long does a treatment take? Because we don't live right near you.
Where are you from?
We're from the valley.
Oh, that's not very far. A lot of my people drive 2 hours to see me. Yeah.
About an hour and a half ride or something.
Well, a lot of people come from San Diego,
mm-hmm.
Temecula.
First treatment will take longer.
Yeah, because I had to really get a detailed history,
mm-hmm.
examine her, and then do the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That's worth it.
You do that the first time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you do?
Right away.
Do you have our number, Linda?
Like about an hour or two or what?
At least a couple of hours.
We'll give you a number so you can call the front desk and they'll give you all the details
yeah,
on
exactly.
the first treatment.
All right.
Okay, the number is 714.
Yeah.
556.
Yeah.
8664.
I can make an appointment through them?
You can call them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Linda.
Before 2 o'clock today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Have a
You're
great
welcome.
Weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. All right, let's get to our next guest. Good morning, Marie.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Well, I'm from Southern California, and I actually owned my own corporation for about 10 years.
Okay.
I was in the exhibit industry, and during the course of those 10 years, I damaged my back and had a lot of stress and had a lot of medication prescribed to me.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it seemed to work for anything. I mean, I pretty much exhausted all the other options that I had except for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of surgery were they thinking about?
Well, I have a protruding disc in my neck and in my lower back.
Yes.
And it wasn't to the point where they really wanted to do surgery, but other than prescribed medication and epidurals and injections, the only other option for me was painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah, how many doctors have you seen?
I've seen probably 4 to 5 doctors for my back. I've been treated with various different types of procedures. I had epidurals, bone shots in my spine. Those worked for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I heard about the side effects from that, I decided that that wasn't a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I went through physical therapy. I went through chiropractic care. The latest procedure that I had was injections of Botox into the muscle.
Oh.
Botox is a botulinus toxin.
Yeah. No, I know. I was desperate. I mean,
a very severe toxin from food poisoning, bacteria. Yeah.
So did any of these modalities help at all?
Some of them were temporary.
Okay.
The only thing that really seemed to help me was just yoga and stretching.
Mm-hmm.
The other stuff, like I said, the painkillers, relieved the pain for a little bit, but the pain was always there.
Mm-hmm.
And unless I took painkillers every day, there really wasn't any relief.
Mm-hmm.
I would get to a point where I couldn't even get out of bed. I had, my business required me to do a lot of heavy lifting. You know, in the course of 10 years, the lifting just wore on my back.
Mm-hmm.
I'd lift things that weighed, almost twice my weight on a daily basis.
Wow.
And it wasn't good.
Right. Actually, one of the even more devastating is the stress that I emphasize for you. For that is what weakened you. Otherwise, the lifting would not be so damaging. Can you tell us about what the other diagnosis that
you
have?
You also have depression,
understand?
Yeah, because of the business that I had, the heavy stress, heavy physical requirements, I suffered for the last six years with depression and anxiety. I mean, mm-hmm. I had a lot of stuff that I was responsible for, and just got to the point that I just couldn't cope anymore. I couldn't deal with it anymore.
And you were very successful in your business.
Yes, I was very successful. I did well.
But the price you pay is not worth it.
It wasn't worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were taking what kind of antipsychotic drugs?
Oh, the last 6-7 years, I've been prescribed I don't know how many different medications. I have like a mini pharmacy up in my bathroom of half used medications for various things. None of them work in the long run. They seem to work initially, but none of them work for a long period.
Mm-hmm.
So. And basically, every time I took these different medications, it just felt like my system was just wearing down even further.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't getting any better. And every time I went to these doctors, all they do is prescribe me more medication.
A different one.
Right.
Yeah, just constantly. So
how many drugs have you tried for the depression and for,
I've probably tried, at least 10 different ones.
Yes.
And going back and forth to different ones and,
Yeah, going back and forth. Here's a complete loss of logic, You have other 10 medication, 7 years, you still don't get any better. How do you think there's any hope in any more chemical toxins?
Yeah, it just seems like I was just doing worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, they kept switching the different medications.
Yeah, so how do you hear about me?
Well, I heard about you through my mom about a year and a half ago. She, I don't know if she heard you on the radio or found an article. But she was doing some research because of my little nephew. He suffered from petite mal seizures, and he was up to about 20 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And
Little Philip, right.
Yeah, yeah. Little Philip, his father was on our show. They were on a show.
They were on a show in February last year, a year ago, February 10th,
and
show number 20.
He was on our show two weeks ago, right?
Yeah, this is becoming a family show for us.
Right.
Big Philip, you know, also I cured him of depression. He was so excited. He called you 3 o'clock in the morning?
He's a new person now. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
It's amazing to us and our family members that he has gone through your program, because when he was young, I mean, for him to get a shot was, you know, to turn white.
Yes.
And for him to go through your program, and he's just 100% better.
He doesn't like much, but he doesn't have any fear of much anymore.
He's not afraid anymore, and he actually looks forward to it.
Exactly.
He doesn't look forward to the, you know, the
injection.
I think it's the fear more than anything else. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But that kept him from going to you for the last year. But once he started going to you, he's a firm believer, I'll tell you that.
He called you
at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, he called me at 3 o'clock in the morning a few days ago because he had a revelation. He was happy.
And how are you doing now, Marie? How many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
I've only had 2 treatments, and I feel 100% better. I mean, my mental outlook has improved drastically.
How's your pain relief and mental relief compared to all the other relief you have in the past?
I mean, it's incredible.
You're not comparable, right?
2 treatments. So after the first treatment, I was a little sore, and it felt like my body was going through a detox. Sore muscles and stuff. But after the first 2 days, I mean, right now, my back, I can move it. You know, I mean, I feel more limber than I felt in a long time.
Mm-hmm. It's very different from physical therapy and drug relief, because you get back your vibration, your true self, plus your circulation.
Yeah, you feel it. I mean, I feel it just, and with the herbs and everything. That doesn't taste real good, but I tell you, it makes you feel really good. I mean, I feel really good
mentally.
Yeah, mentally
really
and physically. And I know, just, you know, I've just had a couple treatments, but just a couple treatments, it's amazing the difference in how I felt.
That's incredible. How's your nephew doing?
Oh, he's doing great. I mean, he doesn't have any seizures anymore. You pretty much cured him.
Actually, I want to thank him. He gave me a gift for what I did for him. His prize collection is a Beanie Baby parrot.
Yeah, I know.
Real cute. We're going to put it on the website for people who want to look at it, his picture.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I want to say, because he's a really cute boy. And imagine the scenario that he had gone through, because they were going to the West End. They were trying to the medication. They were going to double up the medication.
He was pretty much a zombie, and then it wasn't working, and so they wanted to double it.
And they also, if that didn't work, they wanted to put an implant in the brain.
Yeah, metal plate.
That is how you ruin a completely good
healthy boy.
The Frankenstein method.
Frankenstein method. Okay, that's from, you know, the way that they ruin people using as a guinea pig and ruin people is really terrible. You know, it's actually very simple to treat most of the time.
So, Marie, you're going to continue treatments with Dr. Tong,
I believe. Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, I won't go to anyone else.
And your brother's doing much better as well, right?
Oh, yeah, he's doing incredibly well. I mean, he had pain in his arms and his hands. He had something called the fist disease that left him with a lot of pain in his muscles and his joints.
That's just another medical name, so don't pay attention to
that. Yeah, well, that's what they tell us.
And then he had depression, too, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
That's the main thing, actually.
Mm-hmm. That running in the family.
Yeah, panic disorder. Yeah.
We're all very highly motivated people.
Exactly. You guys are.
You're very type A personality.
Yeah.
he was successful.
We take a lot of stress, but then it gets to the point where we can't, you know, we just take so much and just we can't handle it after that.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much put our bodies through too much abuse.
Yeah, here's another point, okay? Genetic or inherited disease. No, you guys all have the same weakness in the kidney system.
Yeah.
And that is the invisible, vibrational, mental, spiritual part of your body. And that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to manipulate it. So do not say that genetic problem cannot be cured. It can be corrected so that your kids, your next generation, will not have the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it cannot be done with manipulating the genes. You have to be done through manipulating the mind and spirit, the invisible part.
The
world sooner or later will have to learn that. Otherwise, we keep on ruining people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes total sense. It's just, it's, like I said, it's the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors that are out there they benefit from prescribing, you know, drug after drug after drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the point where they don't even care if it works or not. They just keep prescribing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of money at stake. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know people in the drug business, and I know people in the medical field, and the amount of money that these companies spend on,
marketing and
on marketing and on
research and
they send their doctors to retreats and trips and
and
they just wine and dine these doctors, so they just prescribe their medication.
Yeah, here's the point, Marie. If the drugs and its surgery can make you feel like you do right now, then it's worth it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But they don't.
No,
not only they don't. The next day, you are like a zombie. I knew this. My love affair ended in my second year in medical school after I tried all the different kind of drugs for insomnia. And I know exactly how I felt the next day. Mm-hmm. And even if I go to sleep, the next day I cannot perform. I'm like a zombie. And my eyes open, but I cannot perform like, mm-hmm. like myself.
Well, that's how I was when I came to see you the first time. I was to the point I couldn't deal with anymore.
Exactly.
The method I was taking wasn't doing anything.
You were very depressed. No, you thought you cry a little bit after the treatment. Yeah.
Yeah, I was very emotionally upset. I was just drained, period.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But,
you sound much different now, though. You don't feel so depressed at all.
Instead, it's amazing, in a week.
Yes.
The difference.
Well, we're very happy that you get such a result.
We're happy for your family, too.
Yeah, I think we need a family program.
Well,
I've recommended you, Gary, to four people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today, Marie.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a nice weekend.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Marie on our show. She suffered from back pain, depression for the past 10 years, very stressful, and she's had two treatments with Dr. Tong, and she is like a new person. Give us a call at 714-556-8664.
Yeah, I want to make this comment, you know, with all the publicity about the Texas woman, Yates, okay, I really feel sorry for that woman. She was ruined by drugs. Her problem would have been very easy, and I want to repeat, very easy for us to cure.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people care? Do our politicians care? The medical workers care? Or the public care?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I can fix her. And do anybody doubt me? Go back to all the case histories. There's not even one single person that I'm not able to get better the very first time with depression and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KBright, AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.